Well, you're talking about the fireplace. What was that made like? How was it made?
Made out of sand rock. Didn't have no bricks. Made them out of sand rock. Took sand rocks and put mortar in them, made them. They had big dog arms in the bottom of them, you know. Went stuck up above the roof of the house about 2-3 feet. And they built out of mortar, lime and sand and cement, I reckon. But made them out of there. They stuck together and they'd break down. And that's only most primitive heat it was, except building a fire right out in the yard. 95% of the damn heat went up the chimney. I saw one other day a fella built old, you know where he made his dog on? He put 4-inch pipes down for dog on and put them in there and run them up. And over the side he had a little fan in. Little fan in it went in the pipe. Mm-hmm. Like a little refrigerator fan.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioned. He blowed that hot air out of them things through out of the fireplace and had a pipe and went in every room in his house. He built a fire up in that fireplace and it's a hot air furnace.
Okay.
He had three in it, just about, I'd say, 30 inches long. And then had major T's and things, you know.
Yeah.
And he built a fire on top of them for ventilation to get on the bottom of them. And he had a little fan about it. Four inches, built a tin around it, and it blowed, and it just blowed that hot air under that fire, and it went around everywhere in his house. He had a little ventilator, that hot air had come up there.
Hmm.
Yeah, come on in.
What?
She's lit.
I'm in.
She caught a catfish, weighed 2.25 pounds, about that long, and they caught a crocodile about pan size stuff. I tied them on the back of the boat for me and I just trolling along there, just taking the boat, just trolling along to make it go real slow and holding it straight. Did something come up behind that boat? It looked like a big just wave, so rush. And that water was deep as your head there in this blue mud. Boiled up all around that boat, just like somebody took a hole or something, got on the bottom and stirred. And just about the time he done it and got straightened out, he done it again about 30 feet from it, right near about the edge of the bank. And I haven't seen a God thing in the world. A big turtle couldn't have went that fast. And I don't believe a big buffalo. I believe it's one of them 8 or 9 foot damn alligators that were down the bottom of that thing. And he come up there and I picked that fish up and hit that water, that paddle or something, and skid. But that thing's out there in that bar pit front, and I won't tell you, he is something else. I ain't joking with you.
But you
say
that's how since we've been in there?
Hell, it was, what's the day?
Four?
I mean the week, day of the week.
It's Thursday.
Hell, it's Monday evening.
Monday evening.
We were down there and put a net in that thing.
Yeah.
A 4-inch tied up flag net.
Mm-hmm.
And something got in that net and tore it all to the pieces.
It just tore
the whole corner out of it.
Mm-hmm. Bring our kidding boys out there in there? That's out there?
Nope.
No, I don't think he'll eat them after they get lit.
Eight years old.
I said, he's about 7 or 8, you might get him, but him being up there, just don't stick your feet out of the boat and play in that water. That'd be a pitiful thing. You haven't got that tape on there.
Yeah.
Is it running now?
Yeah.